Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news-ad-free. That's amazon.com/news-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Tuesday, June 22nd, 2021. I'm Rich Straffolino. Xbox Game Studios publishing head Peter Wise said Microsoft hired former Google Stadia design director Kim Swift, who will be focused on new experiences in the cloud with an ultimate goal of creating cloud-native games. Swift previously led development on Valve's Portal, served as a studio design director at EA, and created an unreleased game for Amazon. Intel plans to create its own RISC-V development platform called Horse Creek using its 7-nanometer process technology. This platform will use performance P550 cores from the chip designer Sci5 paired with Intel's DDR memory and PCI Express I/O technology. TikTok introduced Jump, letting users add interactive third-party integrations to videos. TikTok rolled out the ability for all users to see Jump integrations, with a select group of creators currently able to add Jump content to video. The Canadian House of Commons passed Bill C-10, which amends the Broadcasting Act to require streaming services operating in Canada to meet the same requirements as traditional broadcasters to finance and promote Canadian content. The bill still needs to pass the Senate before becoming law. The EU Court of Justice ruled that YouTube is not liable if a user uploads unauthorized content, provided it takes quick action to remove or block access to it. The EU said online platforms could be liable if they didn't implement tools to detect and block infringing content, or if platforms provided tools for illegal content sharing. The European Commission opened a formal antitrust investigation into whether Google favors its own online display advertising technology over competitors. This will look at if Google limits access to user information to competitors, as well as requirements to use Google's Ad Manager to display ads on YouTube. The EU has previously investigated Google for antitrust violations over its shopping services and Android search policies. The European Union member states unanimously voted to grant the UK an adequacy decision, recognizing the country's data laws do as good a job as the European GDPR at protecting personal information. Granting the status to the UK gives businesses in the country the right to receive and process the personal data of EU citizens. The chipmaker GlobalFoundries will invest $4 billion to build a chip fab in Singapore, slated to open in 2023. The company will also designate $1 billion apiece to expand and modernize its existing Dresden, Germany, and U.S. sites. The dating app Tinder added the ability for users to upload up to 9 videos to their profiles. The app also introduced hot takes, letting unmatched users chat for short periods before swiping left or right for further matching, as well as a new explore section to connect users based on shared interests. Real estate executive and former Los Angeles Dodgers owner Frank McCourt is spending $100 million to build Project Liberty, a blockchain-based way to create a publicly accessible database of social connections, running on a blockchain called the Decentralized Social Networking Protocol. $75 million will go into developing the system, and $25 million to encourage entrepreneurs to build products that use it. The game developer Niantic will test revisions to Pokemon Go to roll back some of the pandemic-related changes to gameplay. Niantic plans to reintroduce exploration bonuses in the game for playing outside in the coming months, and removed some bonuses in the United States and New Zealand that allowed the game to be played better at home. Some Clubhouse users report seeing a new UI element called Backchannel in the app, although it disappeared on a subsequent update. While clicking through led to a blank screen, CEO Paul Davidson previously said during a town hall that the company was developing a text chat feature. The analysts at TrendForce report that the iPhone 12 mini reached end of life ahead of time in Q2 2021, reportedly ceasing production. The iPhone 12 mini was introduced in October 2020 and remains available for sale through Apple. And finally, Samsung announced it will hold a Samsung Galaxy MWC virtual event on June 28th at 1:15 p.m. Eastern Time, promising to announce its vision for the future of smartwatches. Last month at Google I.O., Google and Samsung announced that they were partnering to merge features of Samsung's Tizen smartwatch OS into Wear OS 3.0 as a unified platform. Remember, for more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com. And remember to rate and review Daily Tech Headlines wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.